Merry almost Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm Sarah Bishop.
I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Beer Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is beer day until December 25th.
Tomorrow. Last episode.
So drunk on Christmas. Making merry by yourself with a paper bag. How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me alone?
All right, well, we've made it, Jeremy. We've made it to Christmas Eve.
It's December 24th.
Yep.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care.
Or something.
Or whatever.
Close to that.
That's, yeah. Right. So, we got one more beer left.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. And I'm pulling out a bright red can with some underwhelming Germany-looking stuff on the front. A little seal. A leather little writing. Gold trim at the top and bottom. What am I looking at, Sarah?
All right, well, this is the Karthauser Doppelbock Dunkel, which is a Dunkler Doppelbock, 7.5% alcohol. That's pretty high for this group. Brewed by the Memminger Brauerei, which is the same brewery that brewed the famous Memminger Gold that we drank on, day four, right?
It was day four. We didn't particularly like it.
We didn't particularly like it, but we do remember it. All right, according to Beer Tasting Club, this beer is perfect for cold winter days. That's all I'm going to say.
This is our first Doppelbock, first and last Doppelbock in this set. A style that I really think should have been more represented. At least we've got some alcohol on this one. Pouring out a kind of a...
nice amber.
Medium kind of caramelly look. I was expecting it to be darker.
This nose is nice. Kind of a figgy.
Oh, very. Yeah.
Figgy nose. Sweet.
Very figgy. Very figgy. Kind of burnt caramelly action. Creamy head with a few big old bubbles in there.
Sweet, caramelly figs and...
kind of weird.
It's like the fruitcake of beers.
I feel like it's got a little bit of a metallic kind of pond water element to it beneath all the sweetness, which I think kind of...
but it's really pond water. Metallic, a little metallic on the finish.
Let me see if it opens up a bit.
All right, let's take some time to do the tasting notes.
That's right.
All right, Jeremy, what'd you think?
Well, Sarah, it's our last beer, and, you know, I was expecting this to be a little bittersweet. Unfortunately, what we've got here is kind of cloyingly sweet. I don't think this is really typical of a Doppelbock for it to be that sweet. I'm getting almost like a little... It's almost like a dessert beer, like a port wine kind of feel from it. And with a little bit of a metallic off taste. Being generous, I think this could be very good with like kind of a... as has been mentioned before, fruitcake or like a gingerbread. Something like really... that could kind of stand up to this. By itself, I'm not really loving this as a casual sipper. I will say, they pretty much nailed the seasonality on this one. Like, this is definitely...
holiday.
A midwinter beer. This is not a fall beer, certainly not a summer or spring beer. So the seasonality-wise, they pretty much nailed it. I would drink this. In the spirit of the season, I'm going to go ahead and give it 3 jingle bells because I do think there's some potential there.
Yeah. So as I said before, this is sort of the fruitcake of beers. It's fruity, boozy, with a hint of burnt sugar at the finish. It's not perfect, but I like it and hell, it's Christmas Eve. I give it 3.5.
3.5.
So we have a total of 3.25 for the final beer of the Brewers Advent Calendar. 3.25.
Son of a bitch. 3.25. Well, you know, at least we didn't go out on like a really tedious Helles Lager or something. Like, this is an interesting beer. Yeah. There's something to talk about there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any closing thoughts before we head off to our Christmas Eve party at the Tates?
Thanks for doing this beer podcast with me. You've done a really good job, and I love you.
I mean, that's really nice, but I meant, like, thoughts about what you've learned. Like, thoughts on...
No.
Okay. I do. I think that... You know, I think I've learned that German beer... Not that good. Not that good. Not as good as American beer. Like, if this is what they're sending out as, like, here's 24 beers, you know, to really thrill you for the holidays, like... I'm not feeling it.
All right, Jeremy. Well, what a way to end the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar on a bit of a pessimistic note and a pro-American rally cry.
Look, next year, Germany, step it up. Step it up. We want to see. Now, we should shout out a couple of our favorites. I believe we really liked the Hohenhauer Blauweiss, one of the first ones we really quite liked. I really liked the Ladenburger Weizenbock. We both liked that smoky one.
The Rausch beer.
The Zwanenser Rausch beer. That was like a that was our only 5 and 5 beer, I think.
That was good.
I mean, they've definitely got some interesting styles, but like next year, you know, I will buy this fucking calendar next year, but I want to see some more interesting shit there. Not so many of these Helles Lagers. What do you say, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, I think your points are good. I mean, I think that it's been fun. There's no favorite beer that I'll be drinking all the time from this calendar, but, you know, it was overall pretty good.
Many of them were quite tolerable, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would say even the majority of them were, like, there was only two that we poured out.
True, only two, yeah. What?
That's something.
Like 1/12. Yeah, overall pretty good. All right, well.
All right, we got to get to the Tate's Christmas Eve party, it being Christmas Eve.
I thought it was nice that I said nice things about you.
Oh, I have to say, Sarah, I mean, you have just blown me away with your wit, your beauty, which... I feel like even over the audio medium really comes across, mm-hmm. and your commitment, like, you know, you've just sat down here with me every day and done this podcast. It wasn't like, oh, I gotta go, like, hang out with my girlfriends. That's dumb. Like, no.
Well, you did all the editing, which was awesome.
Well, and I didn't do a very good job.
I think you did a great job.
No, right. It's... Oh, sorry.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Let's go to the Tates.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas, y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, is in no way...
No way.
Endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewers Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions. Expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewers Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility.
No responsibility.
For the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Yeah, it's funny. I kept waiting for that call from Costco where they were going to offer to sponsor us, like, halfway through, but they did not.